Praise the Lord, and good morning to you. You're dialed into our network. It's called Maximum Network, and the program is A Global Time with Jesus Christ. What a privilege that is. Today's Wednesday, and it's August the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2013. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this wonderful job of being your host and prayer partner during the time that we have, where we actually go before the Lord into His presence. Remember, we are invited into His throne room, and we are to come with praise and with thanksgiving. So today, we want to welcome all of our prayer partners around the world and those that are on live with us. Thank you for being so prompt and on time. I noticed that some of you are, particularly today, you were 3 minutes ahead of the countdown. And that says that you want to be here. You look forward to being with us. And I do too. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being so faithful and so committed and being such a real stand-up person that you can be counted on to show up on time and every time. So we praise God for you today. Our I Am for today is taken from Exodus chapter 19 and verse 16. There, I remember that so many times because I loved Sunday school and as a child, and I just loved the stories of Israel's travel through the wilderness. And in chapter 19 and verse 16, I remember God calling them early in the morning. Somebody say early. Early in the morning, such as we are right now. And here's what it reads. Let us listen. Chapter 19 and verse 16. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that they were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain and the sound of the trumpet, which is the shofar. The shofar is a ram's horn. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. So what's the I Am takeaway there? I am the shofar trumpet. God is the trumpet. And they heard that sound, and they trembled on that morning. They trembled. We trembled too. Then we think of whose presence we are entering into, who is with us, and who we're with. That causes us to tremble. Not in dread, but in a healthy, wholesome fear and reverence for the God we serve. He is the only wise God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. This is whom we're dealing with. We have this privilege of coming into His presence. And we are able to come with petitions, intercessions. We are learning to intercede prophetically, lining up with God's timetable in our generation. That's what we're doing, and we're learning how to do that. So just listen quickly to Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13 through 16. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have reason to glory because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. That was the Apostle Paul's assessment of what God is about. He's the one that's at work in us. And he's the one that woke you up this morning and gave you a mind to join us today. Now, if you're feeling down, if you're feeling low in your spirit, in your mind, if you're having a tendency to complain at all, wherever you are, today is a day of victory. Today is a day of victory. Lord spoke that into my spirit on last night as I retired to bed. Today is a day of victory. Whatever challenge you're facing, hold on to the word of God. It is He who is at work in you. Let us pray. Please join me. Father, we've been feeling sorry for ourselves. We have complained, and we have considered just quitting. But we're not going to quit. We ask that you would put your spirit of grace and prayer upon us so that we can tenaciously press through every obstacle. You're working in us to desire and to work for what pleases you. Make us blameless in your sight. Forgive us for our sins. Wash us with the great blood. There's nothing like it that will cleanse us from all unrighteousness and bring to us your forgiveness as well. Cause us to be without fault in our generation. We want to shine brightly with your glory and hold on to you in every situation. Our labor is for you, and our life is yours. It's for you. We thank you for receiving us into your presence. We thank you for being who you are. We are still learning and trying to understand your magnificence and how amazing you are. And truly, one day, every tongue will confess that you are God. Every knee will bow. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to do that now, because you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Once again, good morning to all of our prayer partners, who are many right this moment. We welcome you. Thank you for being present with us. Thank you for praying for us, praying for this program, and causing great divine shifts in the spiritual atmosphere that lines up, causes alignment with God's prophetic plan. So we thank you and welcome you. Now, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we would love to hear from you in these moments. I've opened up all of the lines, most of them anyway, so that you will be able to be heard and receive the agreement that is necessary for victory in prayer. So don't be bashful. If you have a praise report, also feel free to voice that. Let's shame the adversary so that it is known far and wide that our God reigns in majesty and in power. He delivers. He restores. He saves. He does all of that. He never stops. Never will. Because he is God. The only wise God. Everyone else or everything else is a wannabe. But he is the one true God. Amen. So let's praise him. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, and we tremble at your presence. How can we come into the presence of someone so amazing, someone so mighty, someone so awesome, and not have a sense of reverence, a sense of being very small? Because we are. But you invited us to come boldly. So, Father, we are simply obeying your word. We come boldly into your presence because your Son, Jesus Christ, made the way for us. He is the Lion of Judah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And he made the way for us. He made an entrance for us. So, Father, we thank you for the entrance that we have. We thank you for it. It's a gift. We don't deserve it. So we thank you today, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you for each of our prayer partners, each of our partners, each of our intercessors. We pray for them right now that you would strengthen them in a mighty way. In the inner man, you would give them the stamina that they need to continue to bridge the gap prophetically. Now, saints, we want to pray God's timeline. We want to pray God's plan, great God's purposes. So if you would join me for a moment, let's think of Israel. Israel is significant in God's timeline, and we want to pay attention to what is going on with Israel. So let us pray for Israel. We just read of their exit from Egypt, the third day in, God appears at Mount Sinai. The mountain shook, the thunders roared, and the lightnings flashed, and they were so afraid, they trembled at the trumpet of God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we thank you for the nation of Israel that you have chosen, the people of God, that you have chosen to be an indicator to the rest of the nations of the earth, to be an indicator of your relationship with anyone or any nation, any people. Your relationship with them has revealed to us much about who you are. We found out today that you are the trumpet, the shofar trumpet. And we tremble at the awesome sound of that. It makes a sound like no other. It rings in our spirit. It calls us and deserves our attention. So today we thank you, Lord, for what you're revealing to us through the people called the Hebrews, the nation of Israel. And we pray for that nation's safety as your plan moves forward, declaring to us that we are in the last days and your time of your appearing, Lord, is coming. It is coming. But in our generation, we want to know that we are in agreement with your timeline, and that we are anticipating, expecting your return. And we choose to watch and choose to be in your hand and be an instrument of light, embracing your plan and purpose, arising and shining like you asked us to do through the prophet Isaiah. You said, arise and shine, for our light has come. And we thank you for that. So we thank you, Lord, that your light is shining right now across the globe, even in these moments that we've gathered together. You've raised up people that are willing to get up early, just like Jesus did, early in the morning, to meet you and to meet with you, to hear you, to understand and to do what you asked us to do. So we're lifting up the people called Israel right now, wherever they are. We see them as the way you caused them to be, a nation. And Father, we know that the adversary knows the importance of your plan for this people that he wants to destroy. He wants to steal. He wants to kill. That's what he has been doing. And Father, we install today, this day, we don't know about tomorrow, but this day, we install a hedge of protection around the nation of Israel. Around the nation, to protect it from the plots of the enemy that would seek to steal, kill, and destroy. We claim the victory for your people in all situations. In Jesus' name, we ask that you would give that nation's leaders your wisdom, your mind and mindset. They would turn and call upon you. They would see and know. They would hear and understand in the name of Jesus. That this people would turn to you, call upon you freely, and receive the salvation that comes through Yeshua, the Messiah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Yeah.
You know, there's a special blessing in that we intercede and lift up Israel before the Lord. They are a indicator of what time it is on God's prophetic plan. Do you have a prayer request?
Yes.
Good time. Okay, we're wanting to take it on. We're listening.
Good morning. I would like to lift up my co-worker. Her name is Gloria Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Making a long story short, she is a woman of God. Thank God for that, and thank God for her being in His will and under His care, because she takes medications because she previously had a heart attack, and a couple of weeks ago, the pharmacy called her to tell her that they wanted to apologize because they gave her the wrong medications.
Oh, no.
She has since been hospitalized. Doctor had her several tests done on her, because the original test that he had done turned up that her liver had started being affected in some way. So I just want to say to lift her up with me, believe God, because she is in His hand, and she believes the Lord, and she is His daughter, and He said that He would take care of her. just pray that nothing else, you know, is wrong. She was showing me yesterday where stuff was breaking out on her face, and, you know, she's saying to me yesterday, she said, I just feel my body just don't feel the same. I can't tell, but my body just don't feel the same. So just lift her up in prayer this morning. Her name is Gloria Williams.
Well, God will raise her up if we can only believe. All things are possible with God. And certainly this wonderful lady did not ask for this particular situation. It was unfortunate that it occurred. But God can correct and bring healing and deliverance in this situation, and we will ask him to do that right now. God just wants to be asked. It shows our humility that we would ask him. He's ready and able. Father, you heard this urgent prayer request. And Father, you are our creator. You made us from the dust of the earth. You know how we're put together. You know everything about us. You know this sister's frame intimately. Now, Father, we send a word of healing and deliverance right now, right to her room. We send the word. We say to that word, go, light upon her. In the name of Jesus, change, reverse the symptoms of that pharmaceutical error that occurred. We ask for your divine mercy upon her right now. And we ask for restoration and healing. We speak to the cells of her body that right now they would begin to respond to healing and wellness. They want to live, so we give them permission right now in the name of Jesus to be healed, to be delivered, to be restored in the name of Jesus to a level of health past where it was before the incident.
Yes, Lord.
For a great light and testimony of your power and your goodness to deliver, to restore, to raise up. Raise her up. And Father, we pray for her doctors and everyone that has to do with her medical condition, that you would give them the wisdom and the understanding to know exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it.
Yes,
to bring her back to perfect health, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing, in the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone anywhere listening to us right now, and you too are experiencing ill health, sickness and disease, know that it's by his stripes that we are healed.
Hallelujah.
He is our healer. You claim this prayer right now as yours personally. We are agreeing with you and agreeing with that prayer right now for your deliverance, for your restoration, for your healing, for your health. In Jesus' name, he is the God that heals us. By his stripes, we are healed. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And it doesn't matter if you have not had a relationship with him. Now, today, you can begin that relationship knowing that he is your healer, because he's your savior.
Yes.
Just ask him into your heart, into your life. Say, Lord, come in, take my life. say to him, I don't have much to offer, but what I have, which is my life, I give it to you. Take it. Your son bled, died, and was risen again from the grave to preserve me, to preserve my life, to bring me wholeness, to bring me deliverance and salvation. In the name of Jesus, I claim that right now, that Jesus is my Lord. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth. Say it. Just say it. Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
Yes. Every nation, one day every knee will bow. Every. Well, we are already learning how to do that. We're not waiting one day. We are alive now in this generation, and we're practicing what we will be doing for all eternity. We will be submitting. We will be bowing, kneeling before Him, saying, yes, you are God. And we're doing that now. That's exciting. It's an adventure. And you too can do that wherever you are. You too can do that. In the privacy of your own space, you can acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And watch the light comes. The light will come immediately into your heart, into your spirit, into your life. You will be quickened. Your spirit will be alive in the name of Jesus. That's why we do what we do. Yes. Lord, you have created a clean heart in us, and you have renewed a right spirit within us. You have made old things to pass away, and all things become new. Thank you, Father, that you didn't cast us away from your presence, and you didn't take your spirit away from us when we failed. Thank you for your mercy. It endures forever. You restored us to the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51, 10 through 13, your joy is our strength. According to Nehemiah chapter 18, verse 10. Praise God, saints. We bless your name, Lord, and we thank you for each one of our prayer partners, each one of our intercessors today. This is a day of miracles. It's a day of victory. This day. In the name of Jesus, we claim your prophetic word over this day today, that no harm, hurt, or danger can come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you mightily.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I give you thanks. I give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name, because you are God all by yourself. Hallelujah.